here is we had a meeting with the department at the portfolio committee. I'm not sure, it looks like two weeks ago. We then demanded from them the final report of the petition. She, through her own mouth, here in the meeting, she said the final copy is available. It will be tabled in front of the Deputy Minister's office for his signature, and from there it will go to the Minister for the last signature. Now they're telling us that they had made a presentation to us, and they don't need to do another presentation. Now we have not received the signed copy, which we will have to submit to the speaker. So for refusing to come here is a different matter altogether. So we're trying to get the two gentlemen to phone her. Will.
I'm not fine at all because I'm waiting for you there and I'm told you're saying you're not coming. It should not be sent to the speaker. It should be the committee that submits. Remember, the speaker sent it to us. Yeah, I see that. Yeah, I know. But where is the vision? I've got the letter, but I don't have the vision. The final one that we find is the same as the one that we gave up last time.
Thank you.
Yeah, but what is William saying? What must it be? Yeah, but what about you, okay? Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, honorable members, Nkosi Zam, let's start the meeting. We do make the quorum. We have one item on the agenda. I'm assuming that all members have got the documentation from the department in front of you. They're supposed to be how many? 3-6 documents plus letters. The letter, which is the referred to as the letter from the minister, which is unsigned. The document, the small document, that starts by saying on the 10th of November 2010. It does look like that one comes from. It has a different logo, but it says it comes from the Rural Development and Land Reform Department of the Republic of South Africa. It's a different logo altogether. Is that the state logo? Is it the same? Trade, okay. Then there's another one with a list of officials. At the end, it has the Mr. Gwindi to it. It's called the Ministerial Reference Task Number, Route Form. It looks like it's a document that is meant to be an internal document within the department. Then there's another one. So in front of me I've got 6 pieces of paper. I want to check whether all of you have got that. 6. That's right. The way we want to do it is to consider all the documentations that we have received from the department. We compare the information in the documents with the petition. If we are satisfied that all questions raised in the petition are responded to, then we compile our own report to the speaker. The fact that they are not coming today is another matter which we will deal separately. But we need to deal with the information in front of us. Let's start by reading the letter from the minister. Can you read for us?
The letter is addressed to Mr. P.S. Sizani, MP Chairperson, Portfolio Committee on Rural Development and Land Reform, and the address. The content of the document refers to petition on complaints about the land claims process, questions posed by the Portfolio Committee, 10th November 2010. The above matter refers, on the 3rd of June 2010, a petition was lodged to the Portfolio Committee by members of the public. A meeting was held between the Portfolio Committee, the Regional Land Claims Commission, Western Cape and the members of the public on the 1st September 2010. At this meeting, the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform was requested to table a written response to the committee on the allegations contained in the petition tabled by Ms. A. Stain, MP, about the land claims process in the Western Cape. The submission was forwarded to you on the 19th September 2010. Again, on the 26th October 2010, a request was made by the Portfolio Committee on the Commission to submit a report addressing all issues raised in the petition. The Commission presented this report to the Portfolio Committee on the 10th November 2010. The report was accepted by the committee. However, the committee requested certain matters to be clarified. Those matters are not reflected in the letter. The attached annexure addresses questions raised by the committee on the 10th November 2010. Kind regards, Minister G.E. Gwindi. No signature on it. Thank you.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we will read the second one, which refers to the matters raised on the 10th of November.
Thank you, Chair. One, on the 10th November 2010, the Portfolio Committee requested the Regional Land Claims Commission, Western Cape, to respond on the following. A, a list of all developments taking place on land under claim where developers have applied to the Commission in terms of Section 11.7, subsection AA of the Restitution of Land Rights Act. Response. The office did not receive Section 11.7 AA applications in respect to development. B. Developments taking place on the land without applying to the Commission for Section 11.7 AA of the Act. Response.
I wonder if you allow us the indulgence, honourable members, we look at the first question and the answer in relation to the petition. The answer is that they did not receive any applications in the office of the Western Cape Land Claims Commission. That's what they are saying. They have not received any applications for development. Now, clearly, we have no evidence to the contrary. We do not know whether they did actually receive those applications. Until such time we have evidence to the contrary, we will for now accept that they did not receive any application. And if the claim, if the petitioners are willing to supply us with information about the those applications, then we will be able to challenge the department. But in the absence of any evidence of those applications, we will accept that they have not received any. Is there any comment?
Agree.
Thank you very much. Let's move on then to B.
Developments taking place on the land without applying to the Commission for Section 11.7 AE of the Act. Response. The Sardine claim involving ERF 2274 Constantia is the only claim where the current owner intends to develop the land without the application of Section 11.7 subsection AA of the Act. The claim was advertised in the Government Gazette Notice 499 of 1999. The current owner was of the opinion that the claim was for tenancy purposes and commenced with minor developments to the property. The Commission applied for an interdict to stop the proposed development and informed the current owners accordingly. The current owners have taken the Commission to court regarding the matter.
Ladies and gentlemen, the response from the Commission on B is that there's one development that is taking place, but it also takes place in the absence of an application. And the interdict is such that they must not be allowed to do this development, and the matter is in court. Since the matter is in court, there's nothing we can do about it as the Portfolio Committee. Thank you very much. Will you have it?
Thank you, Chair. I agree with you that there's nothing that you can do, but they need to just, we need to get a progress report after the matter has been finalized.
Yeah, Chairperson, I think I was going to say to ask a question about the current owner. Is the current owner not the claimant? It's the person who was occupying the land all along, the one who's busy with development.
We do not have a comment with we do not have information regarding the nature of, or the person itself or the company involved. We only know that there is a, in relation to the original petition question, that there is a development that is taking place on the property in Constantia, and that they, because the commissioner believes that it is wrong for that developer to continue to the development in view of the claim on that land, and that is why the matter is in court. But we do not know who the person is. It shouldn't be the claimant, though, because they are trying to help the claimant. So it should be somebody who is claimed against. Good morning, Mr. Sibuko. Welcome.
Thank you, Chair. But I'm not happy about the reply from the Commissioner, because he left everything open. He don't give us the date when the commissioner applied the interdict. And then when the current owner taken the department to court. Because maybe after 2 to 3 or 5 years to come, this thing will be remain as it is. And not to know when this thing happened, they can just like that. Thank you.
Kosiam Ntiavuma, I agree with you, but for now we are noting that we would demand progress report from the commission on the court case. But in terms of what we are going to report to the speaker, is that the department has given us this information, and that we are demanding a progress report from the commission. You see, one of the things that will help this committee is to keep in contact as well with the claimants of Constantia, because they will tell us what progress is there. Like the commission will have to tell us what progress is there. If the assistance is rendered to the claimants in view of that interdict, then the claimants, if they are not aware, it is our duty to inform them. But we still have to submit a report to the speaker, because this petition was received in June. It's getting to another June now. So we have to submit a report to, even if we are going to keep insisting on the department to supply us with more information, but at least we must report to the speaker. Thank you. Let's go to C.
How was paragraph B above communicated to claimants? Response: the commission informed the Sardin family by convening a meeting and written communique. Copies are readily available on file.
The point that we just made on B above, that the claimant should be informed about progress on the case. She is saying they have informed the family, and that the evidence of that information is in the file. So if we want that file, we want that copy, we can request it, because she says it's readily available. Yes, ma'am.
Chairperson, you know, submitting information in bits and pieces, sometimes it creates problems. What was the difficulty of retrieving that information? Just the minutes and the register, just to confirm that we have written to them, here's the letter that we have written to them, we had a meeting with them, here are the people who were part of the meeting, here's the minutes, just to make it as an attachment. So we need to request again the file, that those copies to be retrieved on that particular file. I think it creates a problem to us, because at the end of the day, we're dealing with these issues in peace. in piecemeal.
If it's so difficult for the commissioner to speak to us and provide all the information, you can imagine how much more is it for the claimants and the families. They must be struggling to get the information from the commissioner. But I think the point from our side is to try and assist as much as we can the claimants. You see, we are confronted with three things. First one is that we have a petition which we must respond to, which has been referred to us by the speaker. So we must submit a full report to the speaker on that petition. Second level, we are confronted with the oversight function on the commission that we must provide. So some of the information that will enable us to provide that oversight are the petitions that we're getting and communication between ourselves and the claimant. But we are also confronting the third difficulty. We as the committee in general, we really have to go out of our way to look for the information, because we cannot rely on one source. Because what happens if the source is misinforming us? So we have to have some kind of capacity so that we can go out of our way to look for the information and verify some of the things. Whether it's in the file, or it's with the claimants, or other members of the public, but we have to get that form of capacity for ourselves. Because to be satisfied that we have been supplied with sufficient information, it needs to be verified. And we cannot verify the information that is not verified outside the commission. We must go outside the commission and verify. So if we're not happy with any piece of information, we should just try and check. I know under normal circumstances, Ms. Wenyamabila, when you ask a question from somebody, lawyers do it readily because it's money for them. They'll give you the original letter. They will give you the copy of the response. If there were meetings, they will give you a file of minutes. They will give you telephone calls. They will give you a thick file and say, here, and here is the invoice. So the commissioner is too busy to give us a file like that on a project-by-project basis. So she prefers to write us a letter to say, I've done that. You can verify it in the file. Readily available in the office. So she says you can come to the office and get the document. But I don't think we should worry about the issues on the side, because they will divert our attention. I think we must focus on the petition and finish the petition and report to the speaker. Then we take up the issue about, because this commissioner may be, what is the term? Maybe prejudiced by the fact that their contracts are ending at the end of March. So she may be saying to herself, 1 month to go. I don't really care. So that's why we must work with the department, because the department takes responsibility for the work of those commissioners.
Chairperson, I agree with you on the route that is to be taken by us. But I think we must communicate with the department that we are not happy when we request information, either from the commissioners or whoever. Then we are referred to copies that are readily available somewhere else, because we are here for a purpose, and our purpose is to get to the bottom of the petition. And if she refers us to something that is not even, she didn't make available to the committee, then I'm sorry to say I take it that she's taking the committee for granted. Because she has to cooperate fully so that we are given an opportunity to satisfy both the petitioners and the speaker, because that's our responsibility. We have to communicate with the speaker a work that has been done and finalized, not a work that will be prolonged because there is a file somewhere, there's a copy somewhere, there's been a meeting that we are not even sure whether that meeting took place. Because it was her responsibility to come and say, no, the meeting took place and give us the information that you are talking about now. Even the list of the people that attended that meeting so that we are sure that that process did take place. Thank you, Chairperson.
Ada?
Thank you, Chair. I've been partly covered. I think this is very important, especially after you brought into consideration the fact that contracts are ending at the end of March, that we need to say to them, we want a proof of delivery. We want the proof of that, because when we get to end of March, contracts are over, and we need that information in April and May. We don't want to reinvent the whole wheel. I think we must also just make it clear that the method that they are using to communicate with the portfolio committee is absolutely, totally unacceptable.
Thank you, Ms. Carter. Yeah, that is the point I was making earlier. We must focus on the petition, and if there are weaknesses in the answers on the petition, we must look for that information, compile our report, submit it to the speaker. Take up the issue of the way they deal with us. Remember, this is not the only problem we have had with them. We have had other problems. So the department, we must engage the department in terms of the oversight function we're providing. Thank you very much. Let's move on to D.
How many claims are still to be settled? When will these be settled? Response. 919 claims are still outstanding as at 1st November 2010, as per the following business phases. Outstanding claims per business phase. There are subheadings, research, gazetting, evaluation, negotiations, section 42D, claims in court, section 6, subsection 2B, claims, total. Then they are unpacking with 919. In research, it's 100. In gazetting, it's 14. In valuation, those that are under valuation are 31. Those that are still negotiated, it's 221. Under section 42D, 537, claims in court 8, section 6-2B, claims none, total number is 919. Some of the claims in the research phase may be found to be non-compliant and therefore rejected. Others may also be consolidated as previous experiences found that more than one person lodged a claim on a specific property. Thus, the outstanding figure may be reduced. Similarly, some claims may be found to have been lodged incorrectly as a group or community claim and were registered as one claim, but during research found to be individual claims and then registered as such, which may increase the number of outstanding claims. The Western Cape office has planned to settle 242 claims for the 2010-11 financial year. The remaining claims will be settled over two financial years, 2011-2012 and 2012-2013, depending on the availability of funds. An operational plan is attached as Annex A1.
Zola, now Mpo. Section 42D relates to the 25% of post-settlement, isn't it? So these are waiting for the minister to approve. Yeah, it has that component of 25%. I don't understand. If these And I'm puzzled by one little detail which I think all of us can help each other. If Section 42D grains are 537, which means that the minister is considering whether to approve or not to approve, because they have been settled between the claimants and the commission, helping them with the occupiers of the land. So if that is 537, and they believe that they can settle only 342, depending on available funds, how do we take a decision that we will settle 342 out of 537? How do you work it out that these ones will be settleable and that we will get money for them? And yet there are 537 of them. And all of them have been concluded up to a point where they are submitted to the minister for signature. I don't understand that. Maybe people who have a better understanding could help me.
Chairperson,
ngalendlela question ibuza ngayo is similar to the question that was asked in the previous committee meeting about the land claims as to, in terms of the outstanding land claims. A certain number of claims were said to be, were said that they were going to be, they had been settled, but they had yet to be finalized. And there was a question about the 800 and the 547 and whatnot, as to how are those numbers reconciled. So I understand the question in that context.
Thank you. I mean, yeah, obviously it's very difficult on our side to actually speak about the criteria they use in terms of saying we're going to settle 342. But my interpretation here is that if you look at it, these are various stages. You've got a research stage, which is that it has 100 cases. Those that are at a gazetting stage, and those that are doing valuation, and those that they are negotiating. So with this one, 642D, Section 42D, they've already negotiated them and they've been forwarded to the minister. Now, it seems to me that there's a particular criteria. They may be at different stages, I don't know, but there may be a different criteria of actually prioritizing and saying, we will settle this. But that's where maybe the department would have given us a clear answer as to they are not all at the same, you know, stage. Some the minister have already considered, or, you know, so it's very difficult for us. But it's a valid question, am I?
Furthermore, the 8 claims that are in court, how do you know they will be settled in one financial year or not? So it's not even counted in the 342, I assume. It's a difficult issue to just look at the numbers on the piece of paper. It is a matter that is the reason why we wanted the commissioner here, and she says she has done this work, she doesn't have to come back here. I have noted the 2 hands. Now, we'll see how many parameters.
I get more confusion in these reports. She has put that 537 in front of the minister. It's no more in front of the person who is preparing this document. Now he's interfering with the matter in front of the minister now, saying that there are so much that are going to be approved. I don't know how this thing can happen. I'm getting more confused. Who is controlling what? Thank you.
No, just thought that, you know, it was referring here to the operational plan, which is attached as Annexure 1, and I was hoping that we're going to get some answers out of it. But if I also look at the document, I think we're going to have to first read through it before we will be able to get a shortcut answer on it. So please continue.
I thought you were helping us. Go ahead.
Chairperson, I think we are getting more and more confused because their response is saying 919 claims are still outstanding. But when adding up the numbers, I don't know how did they calculate your job. Adding up those which are at the researcher phase, gazetting up to the last one, it's more than this 919. I don't know how do they calculate. Maybe I'm calculating a yam in jail, adding up these numbers, why when I'm calculating a yam in jail. But when adding up the numbers, because my understanding is that all these claims in different business phases are the ones that are outstanding. So when adding up the numbers in each and every phase, they must tally with that 919. I don't know whether I'm analyzing it in a correct manner.
Still puzzled by the 342 where it comes from. Mm-hmm. If you look at the measurement, this card is trying to point at the column, second column saying 342 land scale status. Mm-hmm. But the other document says section 42D project land scale of 537. Now, if section 42D is not settled or is settled. With the figure and the figure in one time. Yeah, but it's still not answering your question. If you have 537 on the desk of the minister, how do you know, how can you tell that he will only sign 342 and not sign the, all of them that are there on his table? And also, you can't work out in your sums that the court cases, the eight court cases that are in court, will not be finished in the first financial year, but they will be finished in two financial years. How would you work it out?
Okay, thanks. I think the question here as well is that's of concern is if you if we talk, you know, what priority, how are they going to prioritize the setting of the 342 claims? I mean, on average, like we heard in the Congress that we went to in the last 2 days where you were present as well, we're talking about 6.5 years average. Now, we don't want to, and here they're talking about they want to settle it in 2 years, but how many years have lapsed already? Are we going to increase this average 6.5 years and some of them up to 11 years outstanding? So I think we really need to put some pressure there to give us answers of how they're going to prioritize this.
Yes, Ms. Kada, you see, I was going to do exactly the same as the commissioners are doing if I was in their situation. Remember, when they were employed, they were given a 5-year contract, if you recall, because the ministry decided that this land claims and land reform will be finished in 5 years. Remember the 30% story, the story of the 30%. So they thought they will do it in 5 years, finish. Now, I am a commissioner whose contract is 5 years. So I tell the public, we want to finish all the work in 5 years. But my job will come to an end if I finish. So I want to have a job on a long-term sustainable basis. Then I don't finish the work in 5 years. Because there's no incentive for me to finish in 5 years. So I finish in 15 or in 20 years. The incentive is more on not finishing than the one on finishing. Because it means I keep my job. Even if I go on for 20 years, I still keep my job. So, for us as a committee, before we allow ourselves to be deducted by whether they finish the work or not, let's deal with the commission, the petition. The petition says, we have lodged this claim. It is not finalized. We want a reason why it's not finalized. When we get a response from the commission saying it is in court, we ask another question. How long is it going to stay in court? Are the lawyers not able to get the case settled? They must give us some reasonable information about whether the court has been 2 years, has been 3 years going backwards, or it's a fresh case. It's got a delay. You heard Minister Khaled say they're putting together a team of people to help them to clear the courts. So it may be part of that process as well. But we do not have the reasonable information now. We just have claims, and we have the plans. And the plans are unexplained. Because the commissioner says, I've been coming to you since September, up to November. You have been asking the questions. You ask a new question every time I come there. I'm not coming this time around. we do not have an answer to Section D on why they think that they will settle 342. Because they also say it depends on the budget. Okay. It's not only the fact that they can't predict 537 payouts, but they also add another one. They say, if money is available. So we have three questions. How many will the minister sign in this one financial year? How many will be able to pay in the same financial year? Why have the others not been finalized? Can we get some responses on why they have not been finalized? Pumla. Remember, these are only answers that were raised in November. We're still not dealing with the total petition. We still have to come back and say, the response to the petition is like this. But these are only questions that we raised in November and said, explain these particular issues.
I didn't take it very unexpected because it was not attached and they're saying it's attached.
Okay,
is it written unexpected? It's not written unexpected, but it stands here as the operational plan.
No, but when they were referring to the annexure attached.
Operational plan is attached, and this is the operational plan.
There's also the other difficulty here is that no document is explained as whether it's an annexure or it's a separate document. They just gave us a bundle of these documents. It may be that it is our fault. It was it's not our fault. It's managing it.
Yes, sir.
No, but then I can find an answer. Asifuniki msebenzi mbose ufuna nikwazi ukugcina umsebenzi wenu ukuthi esisengxakeni nikhona madoda ningasondulela incwadi. Janssen has not read these responses to us after the 10th of November.
E. Whether there is a strategy to fast track the settlement of the outstanding claim? Response. The Commission has embarked on a turnaround strategy which focuses on improving operational, organizational and financial efficiency. Thus, the turnaround strategy will assist in expediting the finalization of all outstanding claims. A copy of this presentation is attached as Annexure A2 as presented to the Portfolio Committee on the 17th November 2010.
Ms. Bazuluko, you and I were not here on the 17th of November. We don't know the rest of the committee would have seen the document, but she says this is the document, isn't it? It's not the same document. This is an extra one. Can somebody give us an extra A2? You were here. Tina, our mama, Balabela, in the spas.
Sorry, I was late. I was double booked. Is it my understanding, Oguchi, the Regional Land Claims Commissioner has yet to appear before this committee? And that on the 17th, Utumela, a representative to table this document. She has yet to appear before the committee.
That is a very difficult question for both.
Oh, okay.
So maybe our member, Salam, is not here. Does anybody remember? I was in hospital and Ms. Ogura had not joined me. Yes.
Chairperson, I think I remember for some meetings that the commissioner was available. So, but I can't verify if on this day she was with us. I think the committee secretary and the team can assist us in verifying if she was available. But she has been attending some few meetings.
It may be easy if we had a copy of the minutes of the 17th of November. Because remember, we adopted all the minutes now. So were up to date. So if you looked at the minutes of the 17th of November, it will say that the commission has submitted a document to the committee. Because Upumla had received this document and made copies to us. It's not the new presentation. Ms. Mazibuka, I'm trying to come closer to the answer to the question. The researchers on my right are suggesting that this document was meant to be the turnaround strategy for the Western Cape Commission. It was not in response in particular to the question, because that document deals with the turnaround strategy of all situations in the Western Cape Commission. It does not deal with the particular question, but they think that that document can help answer that question. For instance, Kangalele. In other words, we must look for the answer in the document. She's actually saying, Nyangenu Funda, you must read. I'm happy, Mam Taba is not here. She would be, her blood would be boiling there.
It doesn't help us because she's not here.
Oh,
you talk. No, not Miss Kava. I mean the commissioner.
But the commissioner says, I've written the document, read and look for the answer.
That's what I'm coming to, Chairperson. Because if we read ourselves, our understanding will not be the same. She's the one who's on daily basis dealing with all this, and she's the one who's supposed to give us direct answers to all these questions that we are having now. All these issues that are not clear, she's the one who's supposed to be clarifying them. It doesn't matter whether her contract ends at the end of the month or when, but the fact remains she's being paid up until the last day the contract ends. So I don't take that as an excuse. She's not coming because she's unsure of her work. We want answers, and fortunately, we are not able to just summon her now. We should be doing that after having satisfied ourselves that this needs her to be here. She needs to be summoned.
We have asked her to come. She's at home. She's not even in the office. So we can't deal with that one. What we can deal with is whether we can find the answer in the document in her absence. No, it doesn't matter how long it takes. Read, don't be lazy. That's what she says.
Can I
the question is, will you be able to speed up the land claim and finish it? And she says, I'll give you the turnaround strategy. The answer is in that copy. I know that this is the document that is giving us the ground challenges within the petition.
Sorry, if I may. If we have a look at item numbers, not sure about the page number, but it's 7. It actually gives us the answer to a previous question that we've had of how they're going to prioritise. Now, since the commission intends to address the issues of backlog versus current claims, by allocating 80% of the annual budget to the finalisation of a backlog fund and only 20% to the settling of current claims. So this document actually did provide us with an answer on one item.
So we can finish all 1,019 in 2 financial years.
But the current tax rate is 3.
Yes, 2.2 should be finished by end of March.
This year? Depending on the budget.
Yeah.
So there's a 3 then say to the speaker, this is how they plan to achieve the solution to the problem as raised in the position by attacking the president. But we will not do what the commissioner is doing. We will not say to the speaker, read, don't be lazy, you'll find it in the document. We will go and call the particular section in the document that says this is how they plan to do it. But we'll do so only after we have engaged with the minister in relation to the backlog. Remember, the backlog number relates to people who have laid claim. And those people are the ones who may be resettled in the 100th case, who may not be settled in one financial year because of the 537 beyond the budget, who may be locked up in the court, or who may be who claimed settled with the financial compensation rather than claim. So, including the court case relating to the developer who wants to develop a piece of land that is unclaimed. So we have to be able to satisfy ourselves. Remember that we are not responding to the speaker only, so the speaker referred this document to us in relation to what he has received from the petition. So he has to transmit the information that will come from us to the petitioner. And if the petitioners are not happy with the information that we supply to the speaker, we'll have to find out more. So in order to avoid that, we must find out now before we go to the speaker. So, formula. Now, if the minister is satisfied without asking for documentation from the commission, remember the letter that the minister is writing to us is the one that you are reading. But the minister is not responding to the petition. He is responding to the questions we raised with the commission. But we still want to go. Would there be somebody who will be able to help us which one is the document that was submitted by the commission
against which you raised the questions that Mr. Ngwindi is responding to? Oh, okay. The appendix. This is the document. Now, this document is supposed to be the document that was supposed to, supplied on the 10th, and the committee raised questions, and those questions are the ones the minister is responding to. Now, what we need to do is to compare what was submitted on the 10th of November, and then add the answers to the document, the questions that were raised, and here are the answers. And then on the 17th of November, she gave us a turnaround strategy, isn't it? That says this is now a strategy to deal with the backlog and finish it. So she says she can be happy if the minister will extend the contract until 2012. Then she will finish the work.
Ah, beautiful. She wants to read us the minute of the 10th of November.
Thank you, Chair. I will only state on the agenda of the petition, because we started with the deeds on that day. I will go straight to the petition. Yes. 5.2. Petition on land claims from the Western Cape communities by Regional Commissioner Ms. B. Janssen, Western Cape. Findings from the petition. Mr. Gamede, the Acting Chief Land Commissioner, presented a report detailing a background to the petition, challenges and specific responses to the petition, as well as way forward. He reported that, bullet number one, the petition was submitted by the following organizations: the Independent Ratepayers Association of South Africa, IRASA, CONFLASA, and Ordinary Citizens from Stellenbosch, Constantia, Claremont, Newlands, Christenbosch, Clower, Goodwood, Kensington, Windermere, and Hout Bay. Bullet number two, no land claims were lodged by CONFLASA and Independent Ratepayers Association of South Africa, meaning IRASA, and they were therefore considered as non-claimant. Signatories to the petition, only five reference numbers were submitted, therefore only five specific reports can be issued. Certain claims were found to be non-compliant. Bullet number four, the District 6 Action Committee did not represent any claimant, and that there was a task team that represented District 6 and the Regional Land Claims Commissioner's Office of the Western Cape formed part of that task team. RAPCRA, the claim was found to be non-compliant with the provisions of the Restitution of Land Rights Act, therefore considered a non-compliant claim. Responses to the challenges raised in the petition. The CRLR provided a response to all the concerns raised by the claimants in the mediation and discussion. See PowerPoint presentation presented during the meeting, which is the presentation of the 10th November. Feedback on the settlement options of the Lamberts Bay community claim. Lamberts Bay, the land claim was settled and 2.4 hectares of land were granted by the municipality. The claimants were still involved in a process to request changes in their option from land restoration to financial compensation. Saron Mission Station. Mr. Franz approached the court without the support of the claimants. His claim was declared invalid and he still needed to provide further evidence to validate the claim. Policy Framework on Restitution Models. A standard settlement offer policy was developed by determined settlement amounts to claimants opting for financial compensation. This policy is reviewed annually to be in line with the relevant housing subsidy and CPI. Other claims. Ms. Esther Sozawe's claim for financial compensation will be settled in March 2011. Ms. Ali Bafkin's claim in Hout Bay would be settled upon the release of land. Ms. Anniskuman's claim had been settled. Pending the claimant option change, Ms. Veronica Mokumas and Ms. Hazel Hoahoa's claim had been settled. Development was implemented pending finalization of a business plan. Claims from the from Mr. Nigel Daniels, bracket J707 and J767, close bracket, and Mr. Peter Jafta, open bracket 775, close bracket, were rejected because of non-compliance. Way forward on outstanding claims. The Commission would make follow-up on all claims outstanding contained in petition. Claims lodged and found to be valid would be processed accordingly. The Commission would request those people who allege that they lodged claims to come forward in order to submit proof of lodgement. On all the allegations relating to misconduct or unprofessional behavior by officials, the Commission requested detailed information to assist them with investigations and to take the necessary disciplinary action. Concerns, comments, and discussions by committee members. The committee raised the following questions and concerns. What would happen if a lot of people came out to claim that they were forcefully removed? Were claims saved on a register so that the department would be able to refer back when there are queries? What happens in a case where a claimant does not want to be compensated by being given back the land but prefers financial compensation? How does the department get back the money that was paid for land? Are communities aware that the commission could assist them legally? What assistance would the department require from the committee? Responses by the department. There are a lot of claims on forceful removal. A lot of people claim that they have lodged claims but do not have proof to show that they have. It becomes so difficult for people who come after a lot of years to claim that they have lost documents. The department has not lost any money on land. The Act is silent on whether the Commission could force the claimant to take the offer of land given rather than opting for financial compensation. The land belongs to the municipality and the department requests from them for the release of land. The committee should assist by jointly informing the public of the importance of staying with the compensation offer. Resolutions. The department should forward information to the committee pertaining to the following: number of claims on the pipeline, when they will be finalized, list of any developments under Section 11. In this resolution, this point number 8, we called the department for this, and they couldn't come to the committee because the information was not ready this year. When was the date? 17. But this year it's reflected in the program, if we can refer to the program of the committee. Thank you, Chair.
Now, this is what happened on the 10th of November. And then Mr. Ngwindi is responding to 5 of this. And he is satisfied that we have been answered adequately. I'm talking about the minister. Because the minister is saying, in the response that we have been reading from, attached is the document that was submitted to you on the 10th of November and the other one on the 17th. Are you happy, ladies and gentlemen? And you must inform the commissioner that we're not scared of reading. Read. Not only here in front of witnesses, but at home as well. We read. Go on at those MPs that do not read the document, who sleep in the house whilst the debate is on. Go on, banish them. Whatever, whoever is still remaining will leave when, at the end of the term. I have got to a point where we should now, we have got the petition in front of us. We were trying to find out whether the questions in the petition have been finalized, all of them, so that it will give us space to finalize the report to the speaker. And Ms. Janssen says, according to the document we just read now, she has read and satisfied herself that these claims, out of the total in the petition, the number that Ms. Janssen just read to us, is the only number that she finds relevant to the petition. The rest are not compliant. The others are not claimed at all, and others who were there in the petition signed are not claimants, nothing. Unless not some loopers. Are we ready to respond to the speaker?
No.
Are you happy?
No.
I'm not asking whether you like what Ms. Janssen is saying. I'm talking about us as the committee. Are we ready? Are we confident that we will be able to give the speaker the total information in relation to the petition? Yes, Ms. Carter.
Yeah, difficult to say. I don't think that we've got all the information we need. Firstly, how many claims were there actually, or how many, if you look at the petition, here we're talking about 7, of which, what was it, 3 was rejected and 4 we had some sort of answer. I seriously think this report, that it should be noted, and we must not adopt anything today until the commission actually comes, or Mrs. Janssen decides that she can leave her home and actually come and spend time with us.
What say ye, the rest of the committee? With?
Chairperson, I think we're going to be interacting with the commissioner until we're satisfied. But my thinking is that in the meantime, we give the report up to where we've gone to the speaker so that he knows that there's something that we're doing and we're not satisfied. We write to the speaker to say to the speaker, this is how far we have gone, but we still need to satisfy ourselves as a committee that we have dealt with the petition to our satisfaction. Because up to now, we are not satisfied with the way the commissioner is giving us homework or classwork when she's not available. We need some answers, and I think we're still going to need some more clarity on the issues. But in the meantime, let's say to the speaker, this is a progress report, and then we'll finalize it. That's my feeling.
Let's note the report and continue to probe. You are saying let's submit a stopgap measure to the speaker and indicate that we are still pursuing the matter. Ms. Mansibuko.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't think we have anything to submit to the speaker. When I look at the challenges that were listed in the original petition, the second one, claim application forms were lost. Mabo, the petitioners weren't clear about what exactly this means, but I feel like the response requires further probing, especially given that at the end of this process only 5 claims remain. We have no way of interrogating anything beyond the procedural reasons which have been put in this document, but without people sitting in front of us to explain we are then being used as a vehicle to give stock responses from the Land Claims Commissioner to the petitioners who've asked for more from us. We're here to intercede on their behalf, our job. We can't do our job if people don't have the courtesy to come and appear before this committee. And I feel as though we mustn't forget that we have things like powers of subpoena, and we mustn't be afraid to use them, because it's not only a sign of disrespect to the people who took the trouble to lodge this complaint, but it's disrespectful to Parliament that the Commissioner didn't see fit to rouse herself from Endlini and come and show herself here. So I think we mustn't accept this, and that if we have to, we must use the legal levers that we have at our disposal. I also think we mustn't give a half-half report to the Speaker either. We must only return or refer back to the Speaker once we have the answers that we are looking for, and at this stage we don't have the answers.
Hayi ke, bendizawuqala emfaneni na intoba into ethethwa ngu-Honorable Mazibuko inyanisile. Iyawuba ngathi sithetha nezithunzela xa sijonge ezitulo ze-eni. Kuyafuneka intoba commissioner abe khona sokwazi ubuza izinto esingakwazi uziphendula thina kuye. Ngumsebenzi wakhe eneneni yoba ibe nguye oza nempendulo. Sithi sinobuza on behalf of the complainants oku andiqondi uba singathumela kusomlomo into engabambekiyo kwicala lethu. Kuyanyanzela into yoba sizonelise uba sibuze soneliseka. Ize sikwazi ke ngoku uba sikwazi uyisa into epheleleyo kusomlomo. Enkosi.
Ndiyabulela. You want the shorter version or the longer version? No, the honorable member agrees with Ms. Mazibuko. I think he agrees with you too, that let's not send a half-cooked story to the speaker. We must satisfy ourselves that we have exhausted all the channels to get to the bottom of the problem. And thereafter we can then write to the speaker. My real concern though, both of you, Ms. Mazibuko, Ms. Kata, now and Ngosi Yam, this petition was submitted to the speaker in June last year. It was it went missing in the paper trail of the World Cup. It got to us in September of 2010. From September to now is 6 months. Now, clearly we have been productive in terms of bills that we passed through Parliament. But this, which is supposed to be urgent in response to the complainants, has been with us for 6 months. We have to find a way to say the same way, the same demand we're placing on the Commission and the Department. We have to finalize this petition by a certain date. And it would be advisable for us to set a target so that before she leaves, because the researcher has confirmed that their jobs have been advertised already. So the before she leaves, we have had all the information, because we can't ask these questions from a new person. We must ask these questions from her before she leaves at the end of March. I agree with all of you. We have to make sure that we set the target and finish the work. Meanwhile, I think Ms. Nyamza should write to the speaker and say the progress report has presented difficulties, and we are pursuing them. Then we can give him the target of the end of the month, end of March. Are you agreed to that? Excuse me.
Now, I think we need to do it before the end of March, so at least the middle of March, for if there's any anything else that can go wrong, that we still have a week or two before, especially taking into consideration that these jobs have been at the time. I would say we need to do it by the middle of March.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair. I want to assure the committee that the speaker is away, because we report on every activity of the committee weekly, and we report to the programming committee. So via the programming committee and the house chairperson, the speaker is away. Thank you.
I'm happy, I'm not happy. The committee has not submitted a full report about this petition to the speaker. And we know why. We want to inform the speaker formally that we are facing these difficulties and that we're setting ourselves a target to submit a report before the end of March. And then you can list the steps that we are taking to secure the full report from the commission. Then it will be a formal report. It's not like you are reporting for duty. It's us reporting. We are taking our obligation to report seriously. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, now you have a copy of the commission, the petition. You have got the two responses plus the letters of the minister in front of you. What I suggest we should do to help Pumla in the course of this thing. Remember that we have listed the number of questions, the outstanding questions that we have in relation specifically to unanswered questions in the petition. So what we need to do, go through this document, go through the operational plan, go through the answers that are in the submission of the 10th of November and the other one of the 17th of November. Look at those documents from the minister and satisfy yourselves that the answers supplied meet any of the questions raised in the petition. And if they do, we separate those that don't from the ones that they've done. Because in the meantime, what we need to do is to pursue the commissioner to finalize the ones that have not been finalized. For instance, she says, three claims are not compliant. What does that actually mean? Not only to us, what do they mean to the claimant? And how is the commission? Remember, at the beginning of our interaction with the commission, we were so there, here in this building, somewhere, I think in the other office. 314, I think, when we were saying, you, if you look at the mission and vision of the commission has been set up to help claimants. That's why it should support the claimants to go to court. It is their duty. It should help the claimants to finalize their claims in the right way. So when you say it's not compliant, you should have satisfied yourself that this is a fraudulent claim. This person does not claim anything without a chance. So if it's non-compliant, we need to be clear and satisfy ourselves when we write to the speaker and say, there are three non-compliant applications or claims. This is the criteria. Is why they don't meet the criteria, and the commissioner has satisfied themselves that they are not claimants at all. Now we don't know. So please, ladies and gentlemen, read through the documents, write your own notes, and we meet here next week and be happy that we have... I know. Mr. Wazoo.
Sorry, Mr. Chair, I wanted to raise another issue.
Unrelated.
Later. I want us to finalize, Pumla, what does the program say? Is it we are meeting next week? We're going to Northern Cape and Limpopo next week. We're meeting there. Bring your documents with you. We're meeting there. We've done that in Malawi. We had a meeting, a committee meeting in Malawi. We did it. So don't worry, we will meet there in Northern Cape or Limpopo and finalize the response to the speaker. The commissioner will even come there, but we want to finalize the questions. Ms. Nyamza is going to submit a written request for answers to the questions we are raising, and she must then bring those answers, even if it's Mr. Gamed who's doing so. But they must bring the answers there. Now we are reading the answers given to the minister, and he writes to us. But the minister himself, I dare say, is not aware of the issues raised here. No, it's unsigned. Wait. But let's agree, ladies and gentlemen, that is the route we are going to pursue. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I received from my office a note about the investigation by the SIU, which has been launched by the Presidency, into the financial management of the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform. And the fact that Minister Khadebe has laid out the terms of reference and what's going to be under investigation. I wonder if it would be possible for us as a committee to request either a progress report or a final report from the SIU when they're finished with the investigation. I know it was launched by the President, but I think it would be useful for us as a committee to have sight of the process and to make inputs if and when necessary.
I'm not sure the area of concern that is being investigated, but I know that one of the minister, what is the departmental officials reported to us that they have discovered, I think this is an annual report, that they have discovered some officials embezzled 53 million by buying fraudulently farms and creating such fraudulent claimants, and that investigation is continuing. So Ms. Mazibuko is in fact in line with the report that is formally submitted to us. It's not the grapevine kind of information. So what perhaps we should be doing is to go back to the department and say we want progress report of something that was reflected. But further to that, we should check whether the IU investigation is limited to KZN only or it covers the whole country. We should check that. So that if it is confined to the 53 million rand, then we ask for progress report. If it is wider than the 53, we still ask for the report.
Chair, according to the terms of reference, it's looking into fraud from 2006, and any cases that come up from 2006 to date which have related information which stretches before 2006 can be brought into the terms of reference. And it's very broad, the mandate. It speaks to any official working in the department. It doesn't specify that particular 53 million rand, which is the reason I thought that we would benefit from a briefing, not by the department, which is under investigation, but by the special investigating unit, so that we can stay current with what is happening and what is being investigated.
If you gave us the copy of that document so that we make reference to it. Thank you. I have no item called any other business. I have entertained the hand, even unbeknown to me, what she was going to ask. So I will not discriminate against anybody who's raising their hand and say, please, before you close, I want to raise the matter. Nothing. Go in. One. Go in.
Thank you, sir. I just want to say something about the oversight of the committee. The work is in progress, though we are not really winning from the side of the department because we have not been given, we have been given people from the that are coordinating, but nothing that says the minister, the provincial department in the office of the minister is aware of the visit. Two, that I want to inform members that in this new Act of Parliament, if a member has agreed that he's going with the committee and Parliament paid for those expenses, and if that member made a late cancellation, the money would be then deducted from the member to reimburse Parliament. So if any member, we have not done the payment to the agency because we want to get feedback from members before we do it today, that the arrangements are still the same. Members are moving from their provincial constituencies to via Joburg. If a member has changed it to Cape Town, then they must inform us, those who have changes. Thank you, Chair. And the number of days that members are sleeping, if you are making a cancellation, you have to reimburse for the S&T that you have been given for that day that you are not going to spend during the oversight. Thank you.
World War. This is information. Any clarity? Thought? So the meeting is adjourned.
Sorry, Chair. Just a progress report on what Ubukumla was reporting on. In fact, the provincial offices, they are aware, they are busy preparing as well. Yes. Everything will be in order soon. Today, everything will be clear.